His Hands and His Feet, an Easter sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin.
Dear sinner, dear doubter, dear skeptic, see His hands and feet. The forgiveness of my sin lies in the hands and the feet of the crucified and risen Jesus.
And we'll send you a CD of this sermon for any size gift during the Easter season. Make a secure online donation today, issuesetc.org. Thanks for thinking of us during the 50 days of Easter.
It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We like to do this with our listeners every week. It's a way of going back and reviewing what we've done here in the past week on Issues Etc., pulling forward four sound bites from the best guests, the best programs, best topics, and letting you listen to them and then letting you vote for Soundbite of the Week. Now, when you vote for Soundbite of the Week, your reasons are your own. You can like what you hear, dislike what you hear, agree or disagree. You can find it remarkable, find it funny, simply want to hear it again, never heard it before. All your reasons are your own for voting for anything to be Soundbite of the Week. We have four Soundbite pieces of audio for you to consider and listen to, and then I want to hear you, your votes, this Friday afternoon, April the 30th, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Email your votes to us, talkback@issuesetc.org. Twitter us with your votes, @IssuesETC. Best vote this week gets the LPR bundle package, and I have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug and Issues Etc. pin and bumper sticker. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at IssuesETC.org or Twitter us @IssuesETC. Soundbite number one this week comes from Pastor Paul McCain talking about the comfort of Easter.
The good news is Christ has been raised from the dead, and this wonderful hymn celebrates this resurrection victory of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And even though we will experience moments of terror and fear and doubt, and particularly in those moments when those sins that we have committed that perhaps only we know of, that we wouldn't want anybody else to find out about, when those things come back to haunt us, when it's Satan who drags those things up in front of our eyes and says, "See, I've got you. You are lost. You can't have a loving God. You know what you did was wrong. You did this. You did that. Don't forget. I never forget." Christ Jesus steps in at that moment and pushes Satan out of the way and says to us, "Look at me. I'm the one who has saved you. I'm the one who has won you from sin and death and hell." And this, in this great, wonderful Easter hymn, we sing of the one who laid in death strong bands for our offenses given. And now at God's right hand, he stands, the Lord, the life of heaven. And this is our Easter celebration because it is Christ's Easter celebration. We have been buried with Christ by baptism into his death and therefore raised to new life with him. And as St. Paul says in Galatians 2:20, the life we now live in the flesh, we live by faith in the Son of God who loves us and gave himself up for us. So enjoy the resurrection victory. It's not just one time a year. It's something we live in constantly because of the grace of God and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Okay, that's soundbite number one. Do you think it should be soundbite of the week? Well, give us a call and vote. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-MYIE. Phone call votes get top priority. We count them first. You can also vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, or Twitter us @IssuesETC. You can also leave a vote at the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Here's soundbite number two, Robert Spencer. Can we charm Islam?
We have to understand that Islam is a comprehensive system for every aspect of life. And one of the things that it dictates is that Muslims are not to make friendships or alliances with non-Muslims unless they're doing it to aid the overall cause of Islam. Now, this doesn't mean that every Muslim acts in this way at all times. But the idea that if we just be nice, we can build bridges and break down barriers is a Western notion that's based on an ignorance of what the vast majority of people in Islamic countries are taught and assumed to be true every day of their lives.
That was soundbite number two. Want to vote for it? 1-877-623-MYIE. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesETC. Twitter us at issuesETC or send your vote to us right here in real time via email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number three comes from a recent conversation with Ken Ham of Answers in Genesis. I asked the question, is there even enough time for evolution to do what evolution says it does?
The idea of evolution is that small changes add up to big changes over time. And so we do see animals change today. So if you've got all this time, then you can account for one kind changing into another. Now, what we would say is, you can have all the time you want, hundreds of trillions of years. It's still not going to happen because for evolution in the Darwinian sense to happen, you've got to have matter producing an information system, that's what DNA is, and a language system, because DNA has a language system to read it. Languages only come from an intelligence, information only comes from information anyway. And then over millions of years, matter has to keep generating new pieces of information into the genes. For instance, reptiles do not have the information for feathers in their genes. Feathers are very complex structures, so it's very complex set of instructions on to build a feather. But somehow, to change a reptile into a bird, matter has to generate all this information. But that would have to happen with every single characteristic. And so you'd have to have zillions of bits of information arising from matter. But information only comes from information. No one's ever seen one bit of information come from matter by itself. So they can have all the time that they want, and evolution's still not going to occur.
And that was soundbite number three. Want to vote for it? Twitter us at issuesETC. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Here's soundbite number four. Get ready to vote. Aaron Wolf, the church's message to men.
Well, I think preaching is the biggest thing. Men need to hear in the law portion of the sermon about their responsibility. They need to know that it is attached to their very core as a man, as a husband, as a father, and that we stand before God someday and give an account not just of our own individuality, but of our families as well. And that this is where love and the love of God comes in, especially through Christ and the gospel, where we need to hear from the pulpit, as I do at my church, that Christ who came to save, saved us completely. He's not there to woo us. He's not there to show us how pretty he is. He's done the saving, and that's what we need to hear.
All right, it's time for your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday afternoon, April the 30th. The listener with the best vote gets the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt. It's one of the only ways you can get an I Have Issues t-shirt, by the way. There are only a few, and this is one of them, to have the best vote for Soundbite of the Week. An I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, an Issues Etc. pin, and an Issues Etc. bumper sticker. Call now, vote now, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Phone callers get to vote first. Email us, talkback@issuesetc.org, or Twitter us at issuesetc. Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you. It's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org, and click Find a Church.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. On Demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org, and click Listen On Demand.
Educating a new generation of Lutherans, you're listening to Issues Etc.
A mighty God.
In 1521, at the Diet of Worms, Martin Luther was asked to recant his writings. Luther responded, "Unless I am convinced from the sacred scriptures that I am in error, I cannot and will not recant. Here I stand. I cannot do otherwise. God help me. Amen." Will you stand with us as we proclaim these Reformation truths in the 21st century? You can take your stand by becoming a monthly or annual contributor to Issues Etc. To find out how you can become an Issues Etc. confessor, apologist, reformer, or patron, check out the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. Just look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. Help us proclaim the solas of the Reformation, Scripture, faith, grace, and Christ alone. Here we stand, Issues Etc., and you. Playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. Okay, so should it be soundbite number one, Pastor Paul McCain, The Comfort of Easter? Soundbite number two, Robert Spencer, Can We Charm Islam? Soundbite number three, Ken Ham, Is There Time for Evolution? Or soundbite number four, Aaron Wolf on the Church's Message to Men? You can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. You'll see the picture of all the faces of the sound bites there, and you can vote under that, facebook.com/issuesetc. You can Twitter us your vote at issuesetc, email it to us, talkback@issuesetc.org, or just give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Helen in Austin, Texas says, number three, he's so right, what more can I say? That's Ken Ham, Is There Time for Evolution? This email from Rick in Rockford, Illinois. My vote is for the excellent soundbite by Pastor Paul McCain, who, in reviewing a hymn, demonstrated that the comfort of Easter is relevant to our lives constantly, not just one time a year. Satan the accuser often tries to trap us, saying we are lost, or how could we have a loving God considering what we have done? Here's the good part. At such moments of terror, fear, or doubt, Christ pushes Satan out of the way and proclaims that, yes, he has saved us. His victory celebration is our victory celebration, our baptism. We've been united in Christ. This is radical grace, says Rick in Rockford, Illinois. Even when Satan points to our secret sins to hold them against us, he is powerless. He has absolutely nothing to hold against us. Jesus has already paid for those sins, and that's the good news for every day of the year. Rick, thank you very much for your vote for Soundbite of the Week. This one comes from Scott in Oakwood, Illinois. I'm voting for Aaron Wolf's Soundbite because the last thing we need to make the church, Jesus, the gospel, is into girly, super spiritual pablum. I thoroughly enjoyed this article, the article you posted on Issues Etc. Facebook fan page. It puts me in mind of David Murrow's Why Men Hate Going to Church, but Mr. Wolf's theology is grounded in word and sacrament, and as such is worthy of my vote. Scott in Oakwood, Illinois, thank you very much. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-6943, talkback@issuesetc.org, or Twitter us at issuesetc. Via Facebook, Jane in Fort Wayne, Indiana says, my vote is for Robert Spencer. That would be soundbite number two. He's speaking the truth about the nature of Islam when so much of the West is being deceived by the mass media. It's time to be honest about Islam, and Robert Spencer is doing just that. Islam cannot be charmed or tamed by the West. It's foolish to think we can. It's Jake in Fort Wayne. Thank you very much for your vote. From McKinney, Texas, Laura says, Aaron Wolf, soundbite number four. I have to admit, it's for selfish reasons. Aaron's a longtime friend of ours. My husband listens to Issues Etc. all the time, and has called and emailed several times. Aaron's entire interview was terrific. My favorite part was when he talked about his and Jeff's experience at Promise Keepers. Interesting. Thank you very much, Laura in McKinney, Texas. Thanks for listening in Texas. A vote for soundbite number one, Pastor Paul McCain. Bruce says, I hardly know him, but it sure was great. Thank you very much. Pam with a vote for Pastor Paul McCain as well. Reverend McCain's words about Christ's death and resurrection and what that means for life in this broken and sinful world in the face of our own sin, fears, and troubles need to be shouted from the rooftops. 1-877-623-6943. It's time to vote for Soundbite of the Week. 877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. Frank in Cary, Illinois, via Facebook says, my vote is for number one, Pastor Paul McCain, the comfort of Easter. He writes, yes, for my offenses, I believe and confess, I believe our Lutheran hymns are catechesis in song. Trust me, there is nothing more powerful in doctrine than these hymns, says Frank. And that's coming from 30 years elsewhere where the songs were about us rather than Christ. Frank in Cary, Illinois, thank you very much for your vote. This vote comes from Marilyn in Wheaton, Illinois. She says, a vote for Soundbite number one. I find great comfort when I face fear, doubt, and Satan bringing my sins. Knowing the Christ has paid for my sins while he lay in death's strong bands, what a treasure it is to celebrate his death and resurrection constantly, not just on Easter Sunday. Thanks for continuing to do hymn studies on Easter hymns. It is a blessing to me, says Marilyn in Wheaton, Illinois. Still time for your vote. 1-877-623-6943. Should it be soundbite number one, Pastor Paul McCain, the comfort of Easter? Soundbite number two, Robert Spencer, can we charm Islam? Soundbite number three, that would be Ken Ham, is there time for evolution? Or soundbite number four, Aaron Wolf, the church's message to men. We're going into the weekend, and during the weekend, you go to church, you find a lot of people that are sitting in front of you and behind you and beside you in church who don't even know about Issues, etc. And they'd like to know about it if you would tell them. You can send them to our website, issuesetc.org. Tell them how to listen on demand or live. You can tell them about all of the things that we've been talking about in the course of this week and next week. Next week, Mary Eberstadt will join us to talk about the new atheist. Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, who's actually stood on Mount Ararat, will talk to us about the reliability of the Bible and Noah's Ark. We'll talk about the reliability of the Bible with Shane Rosenthal of the White Horse Inn all next week, just next week on Issues Etc. So you can invite your fellow parishioners to listen, issuesetc.org. Let's see, one more vote. Andrew in Wausau, Wisconsin, he votes for soundbite number one, Pastor Paul McCain, because the Easter message is the central core doctrine of all Christianity, and without that, there is no hope, he says. And he's absolutely right. And that makes Pastor Paul McCain and soundbite number one the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week.
The good news is Christ has been raised from the dead, and this wonderful hymn celebrates this resurrection victory of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And even though we will experience moments of terror and fear and doubt, and particularly in those moments when those sins that we have committed that perhaps only we know of, that we wouldn't want anybody else to find out about, when those things come back to haunt us, when it's Satan who drags those things up in front of our eyes and says, see, I've got you. You are lost. You can't have a loving God. You know what you did was wrong. You did this. You did that. Don't forget. I never forget. Christ Jesus steps in at that moment and pushes Satan out of the way and says to us, look at me. I'm the one who has saved you. I'm the one who has won you from sin and death and hell. And this, in this great, wonderful Easter hymn, we sing of the one who laid in death strong bands for our offenses given. And now at God's right hand, he stands, the Lord, the life of heaven. And this is our Easter celebration because it is Christ's Easter celebration. We have been buried with Christ by baptism into his death and therefore raised to new life with him. And as St. Paul says in Galatians 2:20, the life we now live in the flesh, we live by faith in the Son of God who loves us and gave himself up for us. So enjoy the resurrection victory. It's not just one time a year. It's something we live in constantly because of the grace of God and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
That's the winner this week of Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number one, Pastor Paul McCain, the comfort of Easter. The LPR bundle package this week goes to Marilyn in Wheaton, Illinois, for her excellent vote for Soundbite. Thanks for everybody who voted this week for Soundbite of the Week. Marilyn, if you would email us your a mailing address, and your shirt size. That's all we need from you. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Your mailing address and your shirt size. We will send you the LPR bundle package. And again, thanks to everybody who played Soundbite of the Week this week. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, consider making a tax-deductible gift this weekend. You can make a secure online contribution, issuesetc.org, or you can contribute by check, make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. Send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Here's the address again. It's LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And for any size gift during the season of Easter, which has still got a couple weeks in it, we'll send you a CD of one of my Easter and Ascension sermons as a thanks for your support. We have this constant comfort of Easter. And the comfort needs to be constant because the temptation to fear, to lose heart, to doubt because of the immensity of our sin is constant too. As long as we remain in this flesh, we not only struggle against our sin, but Satan, he spares no expense to constantly throw our sins in our face. He wants us to doubt the forgiveness of sins. He wants us to ask, was what Jesus did for me in a perfect life, a perfect death and resurrection, really enough to secure my place before God as righteous and forgiven? He wants us to doubt these things. If all he does is gets us to doubt that, then he's achieved his purpose. A lot of people think the devil's in our lives and out in the world trying to get us to do bad things all the time. Well, that's just icing on the cake. What he wants to rob us of is faith in Christ. He wants to rob us of Christ himself. And it's good that we don't have to stand up to the devil on our own, just as Pastor McCain made so clear. When Satan comes assailing us in all the ways he does, throwing in our face our many sins, and they are many, we can say to Satan, you know what? You're absolutely right. I'm a big, terrible sinner, but I have a bigger, more gracious Savior in Jesus Christ who laid down his life for me and paid for each and every one of those sins. That's how we can answer the devil. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.